The Chosen Season 5 hitting theaters and then streaming on Prime Video. It's getting intense for Jesus and the disciples. And we've got two of them here right now. Noah James, who plays Andrew, and Reza Diaco, who plays Philip. Hey there.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Now, what can you tell us about Season 5, spoiler-free? What's the intensity level right now?
Okay, well, intensity level is quite high, I would say. Probably the most stress the disciples have ever faced. We're literally in Holy Week, so that one week encapsulates the entire season. It starts at a high point, but then I think quickly devolves into everything kind of falling all around us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's funny how things falling apart is actually the story of things coming together, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely feels that way.
What goes up must come down.
That's right. Andrew, it's described that he spends a lot of this season in denial. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't sure. It's a real question, you know, how the disciples didn't know what was going on. And we think, because in hindsight, you go, well, he said quite clearly that he was going away, and he said essentially that he'd be sacrificing himself, Jesus. And the disciples don't really get it. And so it's one thing to sort of not understand what he's saying. It's the other to understand it and refuse to believe it. And I think that really is where Andrew is this season, is that it's so painful to look that truth in the eyes that Andrew chooses, even just subconsciously, to not face it. That it must be metaphor, it must be a parable, he must mean something else. And then I think at a certain point, you know, you have to face the music.
Right. And on that topic, Reza, talk about acting opposite Jonathan, who plays Jesus. Are there moments when you're looking and you're in that scene, in that moment, you're like, you know what, I believe this guy?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I was thinking about this last night because I was actually thinking of Jonathan. There's moments in the Last Supper when we're sitting there together, and there was something about the aura of the whole space. And I think Jonathan plays a big part in that because he kind of holds the ground so well that when you interact with him, you're like, oh, this is... It's quite surreal sometimes, you know? It's like, it's very raw and real.
Yeah, it's one thing, you know, here we are thousands of years later, but you guys are kind of reliving that moment. And at some point, personally, that has to become a decision, right? So he's the right guy for that part then. For you, anyways.
He's definitely the right guy for the part.
Yeah.
Well, Noah, can we jump in at Season 5? Is that a good spot, or do we need to go back and just rewatch?
Listen, there's always time to rewatch all of it. But Season 5 starts right where Season 4 lets off, literally immediately. We're talking seconds later. And we, the disciples and Jesus, are entering Jerusalem. And we start with a triumphal entry, which filming it was truly remarkable. We had 600 background people, all fans of the show, and when we were approaching the city gates, we could hear the chanting and singing already, and it was super overwhelming. And when they would lay their garments down for us to step over, to me it was maybe one of the most humbling moments of my life. It's hard to feel like you warrant that amount of love, and it was so great what they were giving us, the energy they were giving us.
Yeah, I've seen some initial stills of that scene, and it's iconic already just looking at it, and it was really captured well, and everybody in that scene must be just feeling that same energy, right?
Yeah, we were, Reza and I would, I think that we literally had a moment where we would walk through and just look at each other, just screaming and laughing and holding our heads in disbelief. And it was a really, really special
moment. Yeah, it's like a weird moment where like reality and you know, the scene kind of blend very much together because you're sort of in awe of everything and you're like, wow, this is actually happening.
Yeah.
The Chosen Season 5, The Last Supper, in theaters and streaming. We want to thank you guys. Andrew is played by Noah James, and Philip, the evangelist, eventually, Reza Diaco. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.